Alaska's criminal justice system is scaling back the use of cash bail for many awaiting trials. And the state has created an entirely new pretrial enforcement division. Its 60 officers are responsible for monitoring defendants' compliance with their conditions of release. KTOO and Alaska Public Media's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the changes.
Judge Kirsten Swanson presided over a routine hearing in Juneau District Court on January 9th.
The charge against you, ma'am, is a burglary in the first degree. That's a B felony.
She said many of the same things as she did before January 1st. But there was a moment that revealed a new wrinkle.
I was wondering what her score is.
It's a 5.
That's public defender Deborah McCauley talking with Swanson. The score is supposed to indicate how likely McCauley's client is to face new criminal charges if she's released before her trial. It's a 10-point scale. 5 means low risk. Under the new system, most people with low scores will be released without needing to pay cash bail. Whether many defendants stay in jail will depend less than it used to on how much money they have. McCauley asked for no cash bail for her client, but Judge Swanson disagreed.
I'm going to make the bail $1,000. That's going to be cash 100% as performance because of the level of the charge.
Then Swanson told the defendant to stay out of trouble if she posted bail.
You need to keep in contact with your attorney. Don't violate any laws. And you need to keep in contact with the pretrial enforcement division officer.
That officer is another new feature of the system that went into effect on January 1st. Before, defendants out on bail were monitored by third parties, like family members. That could be unfair to people with no one to turn to. Now, pretrial officers check to see if defendants are complying with the conditions of their release. State Division of Pretrial Services Director Jerry Fox described how that works on Talk of Alaska.
We have officers that are going to homes, knocking on doors, and making sure that if someone, for example, has a no-alcohol condition, that they don't come and answer the door with a beer in their hand. And if they do, they'll be going to jail.
And they could help connect defendants with services like alcohol or drug treatment to reduce the risk of new offenses. Suzanne DiPietro works with the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission, which recommended the new pretrial system.
In the past, there has not been a systematic way to monitor high-risk individuals or higher-risk individuals who may have been able to pay bail and be released before the disposition of their case. So this is expected to be a pretty important public safety benefit.
The new system's expected to reduce the number of people in jail, although state officials don't have an estimate. Stanford University Assistant Professor Sherrod Goyle has studied similar pretrial systems in other states. He says the sets of rules or algorithms used to determine the risk scores have a strong track record.
The algorithm is almost always going to beat the human at saying, what is the likelihood that this person will show up at their trial dates if released? What is the likelihood that this person will commit a violent crime if released? Then there are all the hard questions of, well, what do you do? What does it mean to be high risk? If someone has a 10% chance of not showing up at the trial, does that mean that they're high risk? Does that mean that you detain them?
Alaska's risk score for new criminal arrests is based on 6 pieces of information drawn from public records. They include the total number of arrests in the last 5 years. Goyle says it's good that Alaska's system is simple, but he says the system risks reinforcing racial bias.
If you're a minority and you engage in drug use, you're more likely to be arrested than if you're white.
State officials say they studied the effect of risk scores on different racial groups. They concluded it wouldn't hurt minorities. Fox also says it's a tool that's open to improvement.
What we've got to do in the future is to revalidate that and to make sure that indeed we are not seeing disparities between race or gender as a result of how the tool actually performs.
Officials emphasize that they'll review the system in 6 months to make sure it's working the way it's supposed to. With help from Matt Miller in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.